Okay, so have you ever just found yourself daydreaming about like the perfect home?
Oh, all the time.
Not just like, everyone's got the same house on the block, but like your perfect home,
Right?
custom built, every little detail exactly how you want it.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing.
But then there's the reality of actually building that dream.
Yeah, that was a whole other thing.
It can feel like you're stepping into a maze, but you're blindfolded.
Yeah, it could be overwhelming.
And that is why we are doing this deep dive. We are tackling the world of custom homes.
We are, yes. It's a big world out there, lots to unpack.
And we are using a real builder as our case study,
Yes.
Valley Built Homes, based right here in Athens, Alabama.
Local.
Local. So we've got a stack of their
We
materials,
do.
from the glossy brochures to like the construction specs.
Yeah, the nitty-gritty.
We're going to break down what they're really saying,
We are.
what it means for your budget, your timeline,
That's the important part.
and really just kind of equip you, the listener, with the knowledge that you need to make these big decisions.
Exactly, because it's a big investment.
So, first impression, just off the bat, Valley Built Homes, they are pushing this whole local experience thing hard.
Yeah.
Their presentation is like, we're your neighbors, not some big corporation,
Right. Family business, that kind of thing.
The owners, Rick Blackburn, Michael Chambers, they've got deep roots in the Athens construction scene.
They do, yeah. Long history there.
Does that even matter, or is that just good marketing?
You know, it's easy to dismiss that as just marketing, but honestly, it can be a big deal. I mean, when a builder is really plugged into the community like that, they often have these relationships with subcontractors, suppliers,
Oh, interesting.
even local officials. That can really grease the wheels.
Okay.
You know, smoother permitting, maybe get better prices from those suppliers since they work with them all the time.
Oh, interesting.
And then if problems come up during the build, which, let's be honest, they happen, having that local clout can mean quicker response times, you know.
So it's kind of like having a really experienced guide who knows all the shortcuts
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. They've been there, done that.
and where the pitfalls are.
Exactly.
Okay. So their materials also really hammer home this commitment to collaboration, communication, personalized service.
Like a buzzwords.
It's a lot of like, we'll hold your hand every step of the way, but do they actually walk the walk?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
Their presentation lays out a pretty standard custom home building process.
Nope.
You find the perfect lot, nail down the design, you go through all those fun material selections, then the actual construction, and then the final touches.
Right.
But the devil's in the details.
Always.
Always. Okay, so let's talk details.
Let's do it.
Specifically, those hiccups, those dreaded delays that just seem to go hand in hand with construction
All
projects,
right.
do they address that at all? They do. They acknowledge that delays happen, which, you know, at least they're being upfront about
That's
that.
honest.
Right? They say a typical build takes about a year. But, and this is important, there could be a 30-day delay before they even start digging.
Oh, wow.
So that's just the buffer before things officially begin.
Okay, so patience is key right from the jump.
It's a virtue, especially in this game.
Okay, let's talk about the fun stuff, picking out those finishes, the countertops, the faucets, all that good stuff.
Right, the fun part.
Valley Built Homes brags about offering a way wider selection than your average builder, which, I mean, it's a custom home, you would hope so, right?
Right, exactly. It's kind of the point. But here's where it gets, well, maybe a little tricky for some people.
Okay.
They don't let you pick everything out on day one. It's this staged selection process.
Okay.
And you usually only have a 30-day deadline to make those decisions.
30 days, so I can't like ruminate over tile samples for 3 months.
If you want to stay on schedule, probably not.
Yeah.
It all comes down to how long it takes to get the materials.
Oh, okay.
Lead times, they call it. This is something a lot of folks don't think about until they're, you know, knee-deep in a renovation or a build. And we're not just talking about paint colors here.
Right.
Some things, especially if you're getting into custom stuff or things coming from overseas, it can take weeks, sometimes months to get here.
Oh, wow.
So to keep the project on track, they need those decisions made.
Okay.
And that's why they have those deadlines.
So that whole like go with the flow, we'll figure it out as we go approach, probably not the best.
I mean, it can work in some cases. But with custom builds where every little choice impacts the next step, it's usually better to have a plan.
Okay. So we need to be prepared.
Exactly. Know what you want, at least have a good idea.
Because speaking of things that can like really throw off a budget. Let's talk about making changes during the actual building process. Those, ooh, wouldn't it be nice if moments.
Ah, yes. The dreaded change order. The bane of many a builder's existence.
So they're not too keen on those.
It's not that they're not keen on them. It's just that.
Okay.
Change orders have a way of snowballing, both in terms of cost and time.
Right, right.
Valley Built, to their credit, they're very clear about this. Any changes, no matter how big or small, they have to be put in writing.
Oh, wow.
And both sides have to sign off. No, he said, she said, no, we'll figure it out later. Everything documented.
Oh, wow. So, like, moving a sink a few inches, that needs to be written down.
If that's what you want to change, yep, better believe it's going in the file.
Wow.
It keeps things above board, protects everyone involved. And here's the thing. Each change order, once it's approved, comes with a $95 fee.
Oh, wow. So those on-the-fly design changes, they can add up?
Oh, absolutely.
So they're basically saying, we're happy to work with you, but changes have consequences.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. Time and money, my friend. Time and money. It's all about managing those expectations. Mm-hmm. They're telling you dream big, but be prepared to pay for it.
Exactly. Them. So we don't have, like, a list of all Valley Built Homes as clients, so we can't get the inside scoop from them, but...
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
To hear what the homeowners have to say.
Right. Real world experiences. But we do have their construction specs, and those can tell us a lot.
Okay.
About their building practices, the quality. This is where it gets good, you know?
You mean those documents that most of us just kind of like shove to the side and are like, I'll deal with that later because it's bunch of jargon.
Oh, yeah. Full of jargon. But trust me, this is where the fun begins, at least for me.
Okay.
They actually provided their master specifications document.
Okay.
And it's a gold mine. For instance, it says they use a monolithic slab foundation as their standard.
Okay, hold on. Time out.
Yeah.
Monolithic slab foundation in English, please.
Basically, picture a giant single slab of concrete.
Okay.
Your entire house sits on that.
Super strong, really durable, which is a big deal here in Alabama. Our soil is, well, let's just say it likes to move a little bit.
With all the clay.
Exactly.
The clay. Yeah.
So this kind of foundation, it's built for that.
Okay. So no basement for my future home theater.
Probably not. Unless you get really creative.
But really, how does that even, like, how does that impact the rest of the build?
Well, a monolithic slab, it's usually faster to put in.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs less than a basement or even a crawl space.
Interesting.
But you got to think about those things when you're planning. You'll need somewhere else for storage, running utilities, all that stuff.
So even something like what kind of foundation you use, that can have a ripple effect on other decisions and how much it all costs.
It can, yeah. Uh-huh. Building a house, it's all connected.
Okay. So they mentioned like a year-long construction timeline. Is that realistic based on these specs?
You know, it's interesting. The specs don't actually say how long it takes them to pour and cure the slab.
Probably not something they put in big letters in the brochure.
Right. Come build your dream home. It only takes a year, plus however long the concrete needs to dry. But a year is pretty average for custom homes, especially given how much they let you customize.
Right.
Think about it. You're choosing everything. Windows, where the electrical outlets go. Mm. Every little thing.
Right.
And all those choices, they impact the schedule.
So there's a lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
But I'll bet there are things buried in these specs that could throw off that timeline.
Oh, really? Like what?
For example, they have that 30-day deadline for most of the selections, which we talked about.
Right.
But some items, custom cabinets, imported tiles, stuff like that, that can take months to get.
Oh, wow.
So if you're someone who takes their time making decisions, no judgment.
Oh, that's me.
You could be the one holding things up.
My indecisiveness could tank the entire timeline.
It's a team effort. Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. So I can't spend like 3 hours in the tile aisle.
You can browse, but those deadlines are there for a reason. It's about keeping things moving, you know.
Yeah.
Getting you into your dream home.
Sooner rather than later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I noticed they mentioned some specific names. Inline lighting, All South Appliance, Cell Pack.
It's like they're name dropping all these Alabama businesses.
And you know what? That's actually a really good sign. It tells me they've got solid relationships with these local companies.
Okay, but how does that help me, the homeowner?
Think about it. Those established relationships, that usually means better communication. Things go smoother. You might even get a better price.
Oh, okay.
And if something goes wrong, that fridge shows up dented, which it happens.
Right.
Having that existing relationship, that can make fixing those problems so much easier.
Oh, that's good.
You're not some random customer calling for the first time.
Right. It's like you know someone who knows someone.
There you go. And it ties back into that whole local company invested in the community thing.
Right.
They're not just building houses.
They're building relationships.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's play a game.
Okay.
Imagine we're about to sign with Valley Build.
All right, I'm ready.
What are the hidden costs that we have uncovered in all of this?
Okay, let's see. First one that comes to mind. Landscaping. That perfect lawn. Maintaining that, that's on you, not them.
Okay.
So factor that into the budget.
And those pesky little change order fees.
Oh, yeah. Those can sneak up on you. Make those decisions early, my friend.
Do your research.
Yeah.
And those allowance overages.
Yes. If you go crazy with the upgrades, that's more money out of your pocket up front.
They're saying, like, dream big, but...
Be ready to pay for those dreams.
Be realistic.
Be realistic, yeah. And patient. Because remember, those material lead times, those can cause delays.
Yeah.
Might mean you're in that rental a little longer than you planned.
Oh, that's a good point.
Which, again, not a direct cost, but it can impact your budget in other ways.
Yeah.
And your stress levels.
That's true. Okay, so big picture, after all of this research, what's the verdict on Valley Build Homes? Are they the dream team they say they are?
You know, they seem pretty transparent about how they do things. They're upfront about the challenges, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
And they really stress communication, being part of the community. They're all about organization, sticking to the plan.
Which, honestly, that's not for everyone.
You got that right. Some people thrive on that, go with the flow.
We'll figure it out kind of energy.
Right. But others, they need structure. The by-the-book approach.
And that's why we do these deep dives. It's about giving you the information so you can decide.
Exactly.
Is this builder the right fit?
For you.
For your personality, your project.
Exactly. Your dream, your way. But, you know, with your eyes wide open.
Yeah, it's about knowing what you're getting into.
Exactly. Speaking of which.
Okay.
Let's talk about something that I think keeps a lot of people up at night. What happens when something unexpected comes up during the actual construction? Not just like, oh, I changed my mind about the faucet, but like real curveballs.
Like you find out that wall you thought was load-bearing wasn't.
That's a big one.
Or there are like surprise plumbing issues hiding under the foundation.
Yeah, those nightmare scenarios. And those things do happen, unfortunately. But I'm talking more about the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Okay.
The legal stuff, insurance, making sure everyone on that job site is legit, that kind of thing. And Valley Built Homes, they seem to be on top of it.
Oh, okay.
Their construction policy document, it's got a whole section on job site safety.
Okay.
And interestingly, it talks about using outside suppliers or subcontractors.
Okay, so wait. I can't have, like, my uncle who's great with tile swing by and help out.
According to their policy, no. Not unless he's on their approved list.
Interesting.
They're very clear about that.
Yeah.
For liability, insurance reasons,
only
their people.
Oh, that makes sense. Like one wrong move from my uncle and they're the ones dealing with the insurance nightmare.
Exactly. It protects them. ADU is the homeowner.
Oh, that's good.
And they're really big on respecting job site safety rules.
Okay.
No, just showing up unannounced. No wandering around on your own. You know.
Oh, yeah. Because that could go bad quickly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Power tools, heavy equipment, not a place for a casual stroll down memory lane.
Not at all.
It's all about managing risk. Making sure everyone's safe. And let's be honest, protecting their investment, too.
Right.
They're ultimately responsible, making sure it's done right, up to code, all that.
Okay. So let's fast forward through all that. Construction's done. We've avoided any major change order disasters. We've got finished house.
Woohoo!
Time to celebrate.
Right. Champagne toast.
Almost. Remember they mentioned a new home presentation.
Oh, right. So it's not just, here are your keys, good luck.
Not quite. Think of it like a final walkthrough. But way more in depth.
Okay.
Their construction manager actually walks you through the whole house, explains how to work everything.
Oh, well.
Appliances, the HVAC, even that fancy smart home stuff if you went all out.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like a user manual for your house, but with an actual person.
Exactly. And someone who can answer all your questions right then and there.
That's really smart. Honestly, such good customer service.
It's a great idea. Heads off so many potential issues later on. You move in feeling confident, knowing how everything works.
Right. And they want you to be happy in your custom-built dream home, right?
Exactly. They've built this amazing product. They want to show it off.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've survived the build, aced the house quiz.
Yeah.
Now can I get those keys?
One final hurdle, the appraisal.
Oh, right, where we cross our fingers and pray we haven't blown the budget completely.
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. Valley Built actually addresses what happens if, and stay with me here, what if all those custom selections, all those upgrades, what if they actually make your house appraise for more than expected?
Wait, really? I thought the appraisal was about what the market says the house is worth, not about how much I splurged on a fancy sink.
It is about market value.
Yeah.
But those upgrades, they deo factor in. Let's say you went all out on the kitchen. Top of the line everything. Gourmet chef's dream.
Okay.
A good appraiser is going to see that. And it's going to bump up the value of the house.
Okay. So my dream kitchen comes true. The appraiser is impressed. Sounds like a win-win.
It could be. But, and this is a big but, Valley Built, they're very upfront that in that scenario, those extra costs, that's on the homeowner.
So even though it's technically good news, my house is worth more, I might have to shell out more cash at closing.
Exactly. It all comes back to planning, understanding how each choice impacts the big picture.
Wow. Okay. So we've gone from daydreaming about the perfect home to the realities of appraisals and potential hidden costs. What's the big takeaway here?
I think the biggest thing is to go in with your eyes wide open. Building a custom home, it can be amazing, but it's a journey. Lots of decisions, lots of potential for things to go off track. Do your research. Be realistic about your budget, your timeline.
And be prepared to be flexible.
Oh, absolutely, because no matter how well you plan, there are always going to be surprises.
That's life, right?
That's construction, for sure. But the more prepared you are, the more you know what questions to ask, the better the experience will be.
It's about finding the right partner for that journey.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, it's about building a home, not just a house. And that takes trust, communication.
And a whole lot of patience.
Couldn't have said it better myself.